Will Pitt speaking.
Hey, Will, this is Mike. I'm calling over with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry, you're calling with who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was actually calling to follow up. I called and left a voicemail a little while back, and then you actually reached out back on through email too as well, that you were saying that you were possibly looking to get some funds, and I wanted to kind of go over it with you and see if you had any questions on that.
Yeah, let me tell you, I guess what we've got. We've got a development going on here in Florida, and it's underway. We've got a development partner. We put about $6.5 million into the project, and we're under construction. Need another $2.5 million to finish developing some single family lots that would be sold to the national builders, and we have contracts on them. So we would have the land and about $6 million of improvements as collateral for the loan that would be used to complete that single family development.
Got it.
Is that something that you think is kind of in your wheelhouse?
Yeah, I mean, on something like that, well, for that remaining 2.5, how are you guys applying that? Is it like towards, I kind of didn't get where you're how you're applying it towards. Are you guys applying towards?
Toward development, or completing the roads, water, sewer, and infrastructure. Once that's
Gotcha.
completed, then we can close on selling the lots, which we have contracts on.
Okay, got it. Now, with that, the remaining like developments, so are you guys, is it because you guys are looking to purchase new like materials too as well, or is it kind of just like kind of, if you don't mind like kind of giving me a breakdown exactly what you would need to, or what your guys are absolutely needing next,
Well,
if that makes sense.
we need to finish a phase of work that we started, and in order to do that, we have a site contractor that's underway that we've already done several $1 million of improvements. We had one piece of the first phase, 60 lots that we completed, accepted by the county, and we closed those with Richmond American Homes. Now we need to really finish the next 160 lots, so that's what the 2.5 million would do, would allow us to have the capital to complete those next 160 lots and have those ready to close with the builders.
Got
So
it.
it would be funding our site utility contractor primarily,
Got
who's
it.
done
Okay.
clearing, grading, earthwork, roads, water, and sewer.
Got it. Okay. So you're just needing to front the money to the contractor. Okay. Got it. Well, on something like that, I mean, we do have a few programs, but I think the best one would be that we would have available would be our working capital. We have a working capital approval loan. And
Okay.
for as far as for terms on there, they do range. They're ranging from 3 months to up to about 3 years. So, did you guys have in mind of like a certain term that you guys are kind of
Yeah,
looking into, or
I think the outside would be 24 months.
24? Okay, got it. Okay, yeah, and that's usually what a common one that we actually do have available. 3 years is going to be kind of a bit high, but 2 years is, something that is definitely obtainable, but we'd still kind of have to first, like look at it. But like I said, we do start out from 3 months too as well. So,
Okay.
and we do based off of, like I said, with our working capital on there, we are gonna. There's a few things that we do have to take a look in, consideration. Obviously, we do need to look at the health of the business at the moment. Do you mind if I grab a I can get one of my underwriters who can give you kind of a breakdown of like the timing, and see what kind of terms we can pull up for you if you have some time right now.
Yeah, that'd be fine, so.
Okay. Do you mind holding for just a moment?
No, that'd be fine if you want to get it.
Okay. Yeah. 1 second then.
Thank you. Mortgage broker.
What's the deal on that?
I'm just trying to get another $2.5 million cash into it.
Hi, is this Will?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Will, this is Sam. How are you?
Hey, Sam. Well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. So Michael tells me that you know, might be interested in a little working capital. Why don't you give me an idea of what the situation is? I can give you some feedback.
Okay, yeah, we've got a community, 418 homes in Florida, in St. Augustine, in really a prime area of St. Augustine and of Florida. And we have a financial partner in the project. They currently have a first mortgage of roughly $2 million and provided a development loan of roughly $4 million into it. So roughly $6 million of capital that's gone into the project. And required us to build a main collector road to the development, which we built half of. And we developed and closed here in the past couple of months on 60 of the lots, sold those to Richmond American Homes. And we are in need right now to move forward of about $2.5 million of capital to complete the next 125 lots, and have contracts on those lots from three of the national builders here. And okay. looking to our partner is willing to subordinate their position to the next working capital loan, if you will.
Sure.
So we would effectively have the land and the existing improvements that we paid for, plus so we had that capital, and then we had a recent closing with Richmond that brought about $3 million more into it, and that money went back into the development. And effectively needing the capital to pay our site and utility contractor to complete that phase to get to the next closing, where that capital will come back into the project.
Okay. All right. So now, does that, if I understand correctly, does that put you at needing about $2.5 million for the next stage?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And how soon did you need to get that in place?
About 3 weeks ago.
Oh, 3 weeks ago. Okay. All right. I see the situation. All right. Now, what other, what other options are you looking into to get that capital?
One, we're going back to our initial funding partner was a finance group out of Hong Kong. So we're sending back up to that investment group for one. And then there's another lending group out of Florida here that we're talking to. And then your inquiry came by, and I posed it out there, and seemed like something that feedback was something you all may have an interest in.
Sure.
We're talking to one of our bank also, but that looks like it's going to be a somewhat of a lengthy process.
Yeah, the time frame doesn't quite match up with
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But fortunately, we've closed on the property and been through. I mean, as far as title work and legal and appraisals based on contracts and recent closings, there's a lot of the stuff that diligence could be done very quickly on it.
Sure. Okay. All right, so a couple questions for you. How long have you guys been in business?
Well, WG Pitts Company is a partner in it, so that's where the inquiry initially came from. We're a construction, architecture, and a land development company. But the project I'm talking about, and we've been in business for 20 years, and then,
okay.
So we're a partner, and we're doing the construction management and the architecture on the project. But the development was formed for the purpose of this project about 3 years ago. So in the life of this project, that company, which is called Double Eagle Development, was formed solely to develop this project, and its revenues will be the sale of these 418 lots. So those lots will be approximately 55 to 65,000 a lot times 418, and that'll be the revenue of the project.
Okay. Does Double Eagle Does Double Eagle have any revenue aside from what they are getting from this project?
It does not. It is a single-purpose entity purpose of developing this project.
Okay. All right. So how about for WG, what do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue, for top-line revenue, gross annual sales?
Roughly, I would say, $20
million. Okay. Okay. And on WG, are you the sole owner over there?
No.
Okay, what's the ownership breakdown look like?
Currently, it is, let's see, myself at roughly 77%, then
okay.
another partner at 20%, another one at 10%, and another one at 5%.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. You guys do about $20 million. All right. So typically what we're able to do, the way our working capital programs work, are we're able to free up 10 to 15% of the top line revenue as unsecured cash for the business. So for this specific case, because you guys are a partner on kind of a larger project, but that entity doesn't have any established revenue, we would have to go off of the revenue for WG, right? Now,
okay.
Now, with that, it put us in the ballpark of exactly how much you're looking for, you know, 10 to 15%. You're looking between two and three right there. So that would be available to you. You know, it would be deposited into WG's bank account. You're then free to spend it however you would like. The loan would be a business loan that goes on the WG business credit. Now, is that in line with what you're looking for here?
Yeah. Well, one thing we have a receivable to the development company. So one, we could treat it as if we're taking a line out against that receivable.
Uh-huh.
Or perhaps we're funding. Now, ultimately, we need to fund the site and utility contract.
Yeah, that's
so that
the end goal here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that could, I think that could work in that manner.
Okay, just because, I mean, based on what you're looking for and what we're working with how these businesses are structured, that to me seems like the only path forward where we would get close to what you, to something that would actually solve what you're looking for here. Now,
okay.
To actually get that in place, I know time is somewhat of an issue here. It is a relatively simple process, but, you know, it's a process nonetheless. We're talking, you know, a large sum of money. So what I would need to get you approved would be, let me take a look here. Okay, so it would be the most recent business tax return for WG,
mm-hmm. okay.
and then 6 months of the recent bank statements, so the bank statements
okay.
for the past 6 months, and then
mm-hmm.
An application, so I can have Michael send that over to you, and he'll send you a list of all this that I need as well.
Okay.
So that would be the extent of what we need to get the initial approval in place. So we're talking a tax return and bank statements and an application. From there, I can usually get an approval in probably for something like this, we're probably looking at about 2 days. Now, after that, we can give you a couple different options for different packages that we think will get you to the point that you need to be. And we can go over options to see what makes the most sense there. As far as funding goes, we would probably be about 4 days out on the short end of things. So, you know, a relatively quick time frame. But, you know, to get things started, we're just going to need the tax return, the bank statements, and the application. And we can go ahead and get you some options in place.
Okay. Would it be possible for you so we could kind of that we're working off of, just shoot that to me in an email, and then I've got something to forward to the folks in accounting and the CPA on what they are going to forward to you, and then we'll have that chain that we could be working off of.
Okay, perfect. I'll tell you what is a good email address for you?
It's WPITS, P-I-T-T-S, at WGPITS.com.
WGPITS.com, okay. All right, perfect. So I'll have Michael put that email together. It'll tell you exactly what we need. You know, on that you'll also have Michael's direct contact information. I'm right here also with him in the same office, so I can always jump on and help out if we have any questions to work through the process. But for now, you know, the next step is let's just get you guys approved and then work through a couple different options to see what's going to make the most sense here.
Okay, that sounds real good.
Okay, did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line here?
No, I think get the information you need, and then I'm sure we'll get into some underwriting specifics and all that.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, perfect. I'll have him send the email out. It should take probably about 5 minutes to get over there.
And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Sam.
Sam. Okay, Sam. I appreciate it. I'll look for the email, and tomorrow we'll start getting info forwarded over to you.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you have a good one.